You wrote, naming ourselves is what many of us did in the late 60s.
Oh, yeah,
we took African names and Muslim names and names we created, like musical improvisations. And naming is also so resonant for me with, you know, it is the original creative act.
And that was the most difficult job I ever had, which was naming my children.
Mm.
See, that was really, you know, what am I going to name my child? What's their nickname going to be? You know, are they going to grow out of their name or grow into their name? You know, and I look at my daughter. Her name is Jasmine Simone.
Yes.
You know, and that seems to work. And she's still Jasmine. She hasn't called that Jasmine Simone. I keep pushing that Simone because that gives you that sort of Nina Simone, you know, backbone.
Yeah.
And then my son surprised me because, you know, his name is Nair Gibran. I took Jewish Nairi's name and merged it with the Lebanese poet Khalil Gibran. And he's never used the Gibran, but, you know, now he sent me a little text and he was like, Gibran. I said, what's this? You know, Mr. G, you know.
Well, but, they're, you know, just doing what you did.
Right.
And choosing
and, you know,
their names.
Choosing their name and something that they you look up and it may not resonate right now, or they might abbreviate it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very important in terms of, especially in this world, you know, branding,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's a thing where I might begin another book because upon discovering that my last name is probably not Miller, that's another story that my sister said, do you know this could be our last name? It's not Miller, oh. You know. And so the naming process is key. Mm. And that has been the case with many immigrants coming into this country,
yeah.
That they assume another name. And that was probably the situation with in terms of my father. So that's another book to write about.